بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن ولا. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah ta'ala, we're going to continue our class of the rules and regulations in Al-Hajj, because Al-Hajj should be based to the Hajj of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فلتأخذوا عني مناسككم. Take from me the ceremony of the Hajj step by step. There's no one can go and perform the Hajj by his own way. He have to collect knowledge, not even you have to be knowledgeable, because it's very important for us who is struggling these years, either from everyone of the Khatib and our respected Amir here, Sheikh Abdullah, we all of us, alhamdulillah, we're struggling to give and follow the truth all the time and to teach our community, inshaAllah ta'ala. Because when you will find yourself in any place and you have these questions, you will be able to answer, inshaAllah ta'ala, because you graduate from the school of Masjid Manhattan. InshaAllah, may Allah granting all of us who is knowledge, inshaAllah ta'ala. The first I like to join actually is hadith, to take hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سُئِلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ هَلْ حَدِيثُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. It's mean by Bukhari, wa Muslim, wa Abu Dawood, wa Nasa'i, wa Ibn Majah, five scholars of the hadith, they said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu ardahu. Always in our classes we give you the sources. Where is the hadith? Where is the ayah? Where is the dalil? That's our school here, inshaAllah ta'ala. So they ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul a'mal afdalu ya Rasulullah? What is the best of the good deeds? Ayyul a'mal, which deed is better, ya Rasulullah? Is good, ya Rasulullah? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, the man who asked him, qala imanun billahi wa rasulih. To believe in Allah and His Messenger. That is the basic. Before we started to practice the Islam, basic. Imanun billah wa rasulih. That's number one in a top. Number two, فَقِيلَ ثُمَّ مَاذَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Then they ask him, then what, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ? What after that, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ? قَالَ الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. مَاذَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ? Then what, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ? قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, the Prophet answer, قَالَ حَجٌّ مَبْرُورٌ. حَجٌّ مَبْرُورٌ, that is the top, the best. What is the حَجٌّ مَبْرُورٌ is? حَجٌّ مَبْرُورٌ, it is perfect, pure Hajj. تَتَّبِعُ فِيهِ الْمُوجِبَاتِ, to follow what is the rule and the condition in Al-Hajj. تَتَّبِعُ فِيهِ الْمُسْتَحَبَّاتِ, to perform all the desirable action in Al-Hajj, مُسْتَحَبْ. وَتُنْكِرُ الْمُنْكِرَاتِ, أو لَا تَتَّبِعُ الْمُنْكِرَاتِ. That means you don't follow any disobedience, such as people in Hajj, we found people cursing. They come because, they, as we said yesterday, they come to the travel agency, how come we don't find the bus? Huh, them curse in Hajj. Wallahi, they curse my mother. Subhanallah. Backbiting, people speak about each other. This is violate the Hajj. Say bad words, this is violate the Hajj. All this namima, spread corruption and hatreds and jealousies between the Muslim, all this was violate the Hajj. That is actually what we should do, inshaAllah. Someone, you, when you are in a state of ihram, you are not allowed to kill any animal. You are not allowed, some people pass by, they found a trees, then they took some of the trees. You are not allowed to take anything from the haram. People, they found sometime money in the hole of the Haram Sharif or outside, they took it and put it in their bucket. All this is violation of the Hajj. You understand? Violation of the Hajj. Sister, we saw some sister making tawaf, we understood there is a lot of crowded.
But we found the sister losing the hijab and woken to continue. This is not allowed. So, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج ولم يرفث أو يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه. Whoever perform hajj and avoid these two, رفث, it's mean رفث. رفث, it's mean, what is that? It's mean to have any contact with a woman. Or any evil acts. If he avoid these two, he will come back to his township, to his city, to his country, like his mother, she just to deliver him pure, without any sins. But we need to ask a question here in this area. We have to ask this question. Sheikh Ali, when we perform the Hajj, the Prophet guarantee said you will come back to your own town or your country or your city clear without any sins. Is it the small sins or it is the big sins? Which one? Muslim between small sins and between great sins. Great sins such as zina. وَلِعَوْزُ بِاللَّهِ zina, riba, drinking, all this actually disobey the parents, for example. All this is lying. This is great sins. Can we ask this question today? Ya Sheikh Abdul Rashid, you come back to your own town with clearance of all sins, the small and big, or only the small sins? What about if I treated my brother unjustly? I stole him. I accused him with his honors, cheating him, cursing him with his mother, and I never asked him to forgive me. So listen for this, for the ulama. The ulama are divided to two groups. Majority of the ulama, they said only the small sins. And the big sins need tawbah. Some people, they say, for example, a lot of us today, I'm going for Hajj because I commit a lot of sins, and when I come back, I will be pure and let me do it again. Some people, they said that. They continue. They come back from Al-Hajj, they continue to do the same great sins. So majority of the ulama said only the small sins. But I found some another dalil. Imam al-Qurtubi, rahimahullah, you know, Imam al-Qurtubi, one of the great scholars who give tafsir al-Quran and sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa Hajar, rahimahumullah, a great scholar for Ibn Hajar, and when he said, the small sin and the big sins. Because why, ya Imam, you said that? Because the here is clear. In the hadith, whoever performed al-hajj and avoid rough contact with the woman, or number why he's in a state of haram, and avoid any evil acts, words or actions, رَجَعَ كَيَوْمَ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّ, he will come back to his own town as his mother just to deliver him. So when the mother deliver you, Sheikh Ali, so what happened is, do you carry small or big sins, or you will be pure from all sins? Pure. Therefore, from Rahmatullahi Azza wa Jal, Allah forgive all the sins. That's number one. We ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to help us to perform Hajj very soon, inshaAllah, and Umrah. InshaAllah Ta'ala. Al-Umratu ila al-Umrah, kaffaratu lima baynahuma. From Umrah to another Umrah, Allah forgive in between. Allahu Akbar. Allah gives a reward before we meet Him. Now, that is the question actually we need. But remember, all that between you and your brother, even the Hajj, you cannot. Why? Anything between you and Allah, Allah forgive. But anything between you and your brother, Allah doesn't forgive unless you come to your brother. Unless, sister, you come to your sister, I talk bad about you, I stole from you money, I curse you, I talk bad about you while you are, please forgive me. If your brother forgive you, that's it. The sins will be. Because that's not between you and Allah. That's between you. Has to be judgment. In the day of the judgment between the people, therefore you stand up. And before you meet Allah, if you have any problem between you and any one of your brother or any sisters, so we have to go and ask them to forgive you, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah forgive all our sins, inshaAllah ta'ala. Al-jihadu fi sabilillah, the top of Islam. If anybody struggle for the cause of Allah, Allah forgive his sins except one. Ad-dayn. Ad-dayn. Dayn is mean the debt, the loan. You have actually to collect to pay for the one who died fi sabilillah. This is also inshaAllah ta'ala. Yesterday we talked about Hajj al-Sabi, perform Hajj for the child underage. And we found some rules. If your child, you have to train him. You have to let him wear the two pieces of ihram. It's like you. You have to teach him to say talbiyah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik. If he's not able to stone in the day of Al-Eid, the day of 10th, you have to take it and you stone instead him, inshallah. But you need to train him. But if he was underage, 2 years or the 3 years, he will be haji, small haji. But you have to help and also carry him. As the same, you make him tawaf like you and perform everything like you, inshallah ta'ala. If he's not able to do that, inshallah. Fast. My mother, back home, she's sick. My father, back home, is sick. They cannot travel. Can I perform a hajj for themselves? Yes, with the one condition. One condition. You could do it for any one of your family members to perform hajj or umrah for on their behalf. Even if they're still alive and they are not able to travel, sick. With the one, you must perform the hajj first for yourself. And the dalil is, the dalil old, the man actually, his name, he is running in the front of the Prophet ﷺ in the day of al-hajj. The Prophet, he was performing the hajj. قال لبيك اللهم عن شبرمة لبيك اللهم عن شبرمة. Oh Allah, I intended to perform hajj for Shubruma. The Prophet stopped him. Come here. Who's Shubruma? He said, one of my relatives. He said, what happened to him? He said, he died. He passed away. Now today I perform a hajj for him. قال أحججت عن نفسك. Did you perform a hajj for yourself? He said, no. He said, make this year hajj for yourself and next year make hajj for who? Shubruma. So it is clear for you, before you perform hajj for your mother or your father or any grandfather, grandmother, relative, wife, passed away, whatever it is, you have to make hajj for who? For yourself first, inshallah. That is actually what we need to reach, inshallah. Woman, to travel without mahram. I have a lot of sisters actually, they travel to perform hajj. If the woman travel without mahram, is her hajj accepted or not accepted? She's allowed to travel without hajj or not, without mahram or not? That is the question we need to ask. Listen for this. Majority of the scholar of Ahl-Sunnah said, if the woman will travel with a group of sister and she will be with them to be secure in the middle of some sister, it's allowed. But to be honest with you, the ilm, you have to be clear, there is no any dalil. All what this ulama got it for the woman to travel without mahram. Mahram mean father, husband, uncle, grandfather, or her son. That's called mahram. Even the son is 12 years old. It's better for her to travel with him without traveling by her own self. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم in hadith al-Bukhari, لا تسافر المرأة لا تس إلا مع ذي محرم. The woman cannot travel to any place except with a mahram. The one who is law is unlawful for her to secure. Why a mujahid? Because the woman, when she travel there, she passing difficult time. Did you see how it's crowded in the Haram Sharif? Did you see how it's actually the crowded from step to other? Who gonna secure this woman? Wallahi, I saw it. Allah is witness. Allah, I saw it. The woman was smashed. When I was in Umrah, in Ramadan, the woman, wallahi, some of them were smashed completely. At least you need to be behind this woman to secure her, to defend her, because the problem for the Muslim when they go perform the Hajj, what they do, they don't respect anybody. Myself, they don't care about old, they don't care about woman. Wallahi, I was shouting, Ya Ibadallah, ittaqullaha, Ya Ibadallah, rahmatan bil Muslimin. I shouted. I saw woman, old woman in the front of me. Nobody care about old woman. We need to learn, actually the good characteristic for al-hajj. Before you perform the hajj, you have to know there is a young, there is old, there is sick people in the front of you. You have to be merciful, protect them. But today, alhamdulillah, Muslims, they don't care about anybody. Fighting in the front of the Haraj al-Aswad, Muslim beating each other by hands on face because they need to reach Al-Hajj Al-Aswad, when some people stop them. If this is the Islam, if this is the Hajj, ya akhi, we have to fear. You don't reach the Hajj, don't fight. You have the same reward. Same reward. If you come from far and you say what? Raise your hand. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and you point to Al-Hajr Al-Aswad, you have the same reward. Because I cannot reach it. Allah will give you the same reward. Subhanallah, you are not allowed to pray two rak'ah. For Maqam Ibrahim, go any place in the Haram Sharif and pray the two rak'ah. It's the same like you make it in Maqam Ibrahim because it's crowded. It's very difficult for the Muslim today. We need to learn this good characteristic. So the woman, the ulama said, if she travel with a secured woman, her hajj. The question, the second question we ask, her hajj, ya sheikhna, accepted or not accepted, if she travel by her own self, the hajj will be accepted, but the ulama make a decision, she will carry the sin of traveling by her own self without any mahram. But her hajj will be what? Accepted, inshallah ta'ala. That's why the Saudi Arabia, they make rule, any woman over the 45 years old, she's allowed to go and travel by her own self. Under the 45 years old, you must have a mahram. I have no idea. Woman who's 45 is still woman, and also it should be exist, inshallah ta'ala. Now, some people in Ramadan, for example, they go and they hide themselves after Ramadan, waiting for the hajj two months and 10 days. Is that right? Right?
Yes.
They hide in hidden somewhere. They stay and then have nothing to do. Have nothing to do. When Ali will be retired, I will take him and we're gonna do that. Subhanallah, and we hide ourselves somewhere. Subhanallah. Now, is that allowed? La. Niyyah for al-hajj must be in ashhur al-hajj. Al-hajj, qala ta'ala fi kitab al-kareem fi surah al-baqarah, al-hajj ashhur ma'lumat. Al-hajj is known month. What is the hajj month? Zulqi'dah, Shawwal, Zulqi'dah, and 10 days of the month of Zulhijjah. That's called ashhur al-hajj. Somebody intended to perform the hajj. He said, what is in Makkah? He said, from Mecca. And you find the people actually they don't, because they cannot travel to Miqat, because they may be in a trouble, because they checkpoint, they have a checkpoint. So they perform that. La. Only the people who are allowed to make their own, from to perform the Hajj from own place, the dweller of Mecca. The dweller of Mecca, they don't have to travel for al-miqat to start their ihram from there. As Sheikh Abdullah explained it to you, this has to be ihram in the time. Ihram should be from where? From where? Al-miqat. We know about that, alhamdulillah. But anyway, lead us to the brother, he asked, request us to explain the three kind of, actually the main are three kind of al-hajj. Tamattu', it's recommended for all the Muslim ummah. Make it easy. Why? Because qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet is saying in Muslim and the others, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man lam yasuq al-hadi, man lam yasuq al-hadi, fa'alayhi bil-tamattu'. Whoever doesn't have hadi, had mean the animal, the cow, the camel, the goat, who doesn't bring it to Mecca, leading the animal with him, so he who doesn't have this, so he has to go for what kind of hajj? Tamattu'. Tamattu' mean that you go in for.
When you move the car a little bit from the door.
10 minutes, inshallah. 10 minutes, Sheikh. So, what happened is, so the first Hajj Tamattu', which is known among the Muslim, to go and perform it. Before you make the Hajj, you go in for Umrah, remember. The brother doesn't know. When you have the niyyah, you go in for what? You go in for Umrah. the Hajj, to renew the niyyah for Hajj, it will be in the day number 8, which you call it what? Yawmu At-Tarwiyah. Yawmu At-Tarwiyah. But when you make it the Hajj, the Umrah, completes the process of the Umrah, shaved, or make your hair short, then after that, you are allowed to take the Ihram out and stay until day number 8 in Mecca. And in Mecca, from your hotel, from the street, you renew the niyyah for what? Al-Hajj in the day number 8. Hajj al-Quran, that is the Hajj of the Prophet ﷺ, and were with him 100 Sahabi. Because all of them, Ali ibn Abi Talib, he got 100 of camel from where? From Yemen. And he distributed among them 100 only. Rest of the Sahaba, they performed Hajj al-Tamattu. Quran is also from, when you perform the Umrah, you cannot take the Ihram until you finish the whole process of Hajj, until you stone in the day of Al-Eid, and you shave. That's called Hajj al-Quran. Tamattu, you perform Umrah, take the Ihram out right away and enjoy regular life with your wife or food, shaving, not shaving, perfume, not perfume. We don't have any problem with that, inshallah ta'ala. But Quran, you must stay with the clothes of Ihram until the day of Al-Eid, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. Then after that, shave. Then after that, you will be free, as the Prophet ﷺ did. Hajj al-Ifrad. The third kind, ifrad meaning, is to perform, to go and wearing from the miqat, to have the niyyah, and to perform such a kind of some people?
Yeah.
Oh, the car?
Yeah, you
come. Anybody knows how to drive a little bit? Actually, to move it a little bit? Nobody knows how to drive? Inshallah. Just to move the car a little bit in the front, inshallah ta'ala, to let them pass. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh. So, Hajj al-Ifrad is when you go reach al-Miqat, you intended to go for only for Hajj. To go direct to al-Hajj. Some people are late. Enter Mecca in the day number 8. Enter Mecca in the night of 8. So, if you need to perform a kind of Hajj only, Ifrad is meant to perform Hajj only, not Umrah, Hajj only. You could make the Umrah after the Hajj, but Hajj al-Ifrad, you could only perform the Hajj in the day of 8, Yawm al-Tarwiyah, until you finish all the process of the Hajj, then you take Ihram, and then if you need to go for Umrah, you could go to another Al-Miqat. It's 20 minutes, you could perform your Niyyah for Umrah, inshaAllah ta'ala. I have a lot of...
Hajj al-Ifrad, you don't have to be number 8.
Sheikh Abdullah said, it's true. In any time, not does necessary to be in number 8. You could go direct in the day of Arafah. Today, day of Arafah. Because Al-Hajj what? Al-Hajj what? Arafah. Whoever miss Arafah, there is no Hajj for him. You could go direct, and you, inshallah ta'ala, perform the Hajj Ifrad, inshallah ta'ala. I have some rules, but... this is rules, I consider it very important for all of us, because we found a lot of people actually also make a mistake, but inshallah we will, inshallah ta'ala, is ghusl for, I'm going to say this fast in 1 minute, ghusl when you perform the niyyah for ihram is obligation, or this is if somebody doesn't want to make ghusl, if this is going to accept it, another one, the clauses of al-ihram, close of ihram, somebody has injured and he found something actually with stitches and he covered the area of injury, this is violated Hajj. Woman actually with niqab, woman with gloves, man if he has a problem in his feet and he wear socks, what is the condition of the socks? Socks to cover the ankles or socks under that. This issue, nobody speak about it, but let's we clear it inshallah very soon, inshallah ta'ala, and inshallah ta'ala too. So the woman with menses, she reached Mecca and she found herself with menses, or after birth she delivered the baby in Mecca, is she's allowed to do that? We have to answer that inshallah ta'ala next time, bi-iznillah ta'ala. We have a meeting tomorrow. I'm going to be here, inshallah ta'ala. And if you have this question before you travel, inshallah, you can ask us, inshallah ta'ala. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to teach all of us. اللهم تقبلنا وقبل منا واجعلنا سببا من اهتدى. اللهم يا ربي ارحم امواتنا واموات المسلمين. تقبل الحج والعمرة من حجاج بيتك الكريم. اللهم يا ربي ازدنا من الحج والعمرة. اللهم يا ربي اكتبها لنا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم يا ربي تقبل من جميع المسلمين ارحم الراحمين. اقبلنا اليك سالمين امنين. وعافينا يا رب العالمين. اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. ادخلنا الجنة مع الابرار. اقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اصنعها بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تغفل. واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا. وانصرنا على من عادانا. اللهم تقبلنا في الصالحين. اللهم اعف عن سيئاتنا إن كنا من الظالمين. اهدي أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين. وانصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. ففك أسر المسلمين يا رب من سجون أعداء الدين. اللهم عليك بالظالمين ومن والى بالظالمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا متحبين في جلالك مجتمعين على كلامك. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله وجزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.